a small pyramid in pebble stone and concrete at the corner. Three young men leaning against it, not sitting. Smell of hash, soda cans, and nervous words. Their heads turning. Are the defiant looks to be withstood? Are the rulers of the area to be acknowledged? These paths can't be taken at the pace of a tourist. Trying to walk casually in an unknown setting, just slow enough to be attentive. A curved corridor of low fences, seemingly protecting a potpourri of easy bushes surrounded by wood crumbs. This is not a street. This is not a courtyard. This is not a garden. It is an unexpected island in midst of some skyscrapers of social dystopia. Here are the highest masses of concrete and domestic bodies within Paris. At the center of this island, there is a playground that keeps on reverberating kids' voices against the high walls. This place is joy, boredom, vagrancy, violence, sudden beauty, despair, and hope. It is a refuge and an escape. A tile mural displays the ultimate glimpses of perspectives, ideal of beauty and control. But here, rationality has shifted to a de Chirico-like anxiety. These impossible buildings were given an instrument name, a powerful one, the organs. But for sure, it wasn't about melodies. It was about a march, a program, a Gesamtkunstwerk. This is how the music of politics looks like. Mishmash of 70s exotic angles, ship-like windows, and alpine vegetation. The belly of a sleeping bum points towards the dry enclosures at floor 40. Flying bikes, levitating plants, and stairs in the distance. Over the railroads, through northern suburbs, until it reaches a pictureless future. Pass by the pizzeria, the frozen food shop, and the piles of trash, and walk through the triumphal arch that crowns the eastern exit of the complex. Or you could climb some stairs hidden within the arch's monumental legs. They would lead you to the organs.